Blog Talk Radio.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
Look, I get it in, I'm a home man. All the ladies say he's lying, they don't really want to leave him alone. I never follow the crowd, I'm setting my own trends. Baby girl, I'm setting the tone. I'm a
This is WSCT Radio. Y'all know where I am. This is the Monk. We ready to do it again this week. This week we talk about sex with the ex. That's right, sex with the ex. That's what we're talking about this week. And I'm gonna go ahead and introduce. Y'all already know where I am. I'm the Monk of WSCT. We also have the Cool Chick. Cool Chick, what's up, baby?
What's going on, Monk? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. You know, just, you know, enjoying the weekend, you know how we do, watching all these basketball games, sports and everything.
The Hawks lost.
And, yeah, they lost, yep, they definitely lost. That was big. And also, we want to introduce to you, Tams. Tams, what's up? Talk to the people.
Hey, what's going on out there?
Hey,
and
what's
yes,
going
the Hawks
on, Tams?
Lost, but you sounded excited about the Hawks losing.
Nah, actually, I like watching them, though. I'm not a fan or anything, but I like watching them. It's good to see a good, well-rounded team that isn't surrounded by just, you know, stars or whatever. The star gets the ball all the time, whatever. So, you know. So anyway, okay. Tams, why don't you talk to the people, tell the people who you are, what do you do, tell them about your show and everything. You got the floor. Talk to him.
Well, of course, my name is Tams, and I'm with Social Finesse. We are a part of 101 Oasis Radio. We air on Tuesday nights from 8:30 to 10. Pretty much we talk about everything, anything going out there in the world socially. We grab on it, research it, and we talk about it. It can be from the entertainment industry, health, the news, what's going on. There's so much crazy things going on in this world today. So we just talk about it. So
okay, so let me ask you a question real quick. What happened to Ebola? Ebola.
Well, you know what? It kind of came back just for a minute. They didn't want you to forget about
really?
It all the way, but yeah, because last week they mentioned it. I guess there were two people that were supposed to be coming back to the United States with Ebola. So they didn't want us to forget about it, but yeah, it just disappeared for a good minute.
Is Ebola?
Yeah, did those
people come back on the plane that was missing? I mean, because did we find the plane yet? Still, what's on these missing planes and?
Right, exactly. What
that plane
with
is
the plane?
Still gone.
I'm still stuck on that one.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Crazy. The world is crazy, y'all. Anyway.
And then
this,
they said
this,
that the battery expired, too.
What?
It's just a done deal.
Wow, see?
No. Anyways, these are your hosts tonight for the show called Sex with the Ex. So let's just get right into the subject. What do y'all think about the subject as far as sex with the ex? Have you? Do you? Don't you? Will you? Won't you? Sex with the ex. What y'all think about this?
Monk, you got to answer the question first, because you know what I learned about you over the past year or so? You'll be real quick to throw the question out to somebody, and then Justin, when it's time for you to go, it's convenient for a break, a commercial break. So why don't we start with you? Why don't we start with you, Mr. Monk?
Okay, so what's the question here? What are we talking about again? Sex with the ex. How do I feel about it?
How do you feel about it? You can answer as many questions as you want. You at least have to answer two.
Sex with the ex. I haven't done anything like that. Can I remember that far back? Have I ever did anything with anybody that was? I don't really remember. I don't recall. And so, you know, I'm gonna have to think about this question a little bit. So while I think about it,
are you sure?
What about you?
Let me see if I need to go through your Facebook group list and see if there's anybody who just might look like an ex. Let me see if I could. I might have to get somebody on the phone just to, you know, answer some questions because you were real vague with that answer.
I don't think that was clear enough.
That's what he does. And then you see how he was real quick to put that back on to switch that question around.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Monk, you want a bit? I think we lost him. We may have lost him. We'll have to try to get him back. I think we lost him. It looks like we lost him. So he'll probably call back. See what he does, and then he hangs up the phone. Mm-hmm. Wait till he calls back. Mm-hmm. Trying to be slick. I'm trying to tell you these new folks.
Well, we won't forget about him. We will put him back on this spot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yes, tonight we are talking about sex with the ex. Is it okay? Is it not okay? Have you done it? What is the rule? Some people say, hey, once they're done, they're never going back. But real quick, for everybody that's out there listening, we definitely want you to join the conversation tonight. Call us. Give us a call. The number is 646-200-0246. Again, that number is 646-200-0246. And make sure you press 1 at the pound so you can join this conversation. Tam, do you want to take the floor? What you think about tonight's topic? What's your response?
Well,
Oh boy.
Oh, there he is. Look at you.
Yeah,
he's back.
A little minor difficulty. I guess my phone wasn't, you know, filling that question, so I just wanted to you know, just step off from that question.
Your phone got real convenient to hang up when it was your turn to answer.
Oh boy.
Your ex must be paying the phone bill. Is that what happened?
That's pretty good.
You didn't even give her no props either. She was like, oh, hell no. You're not going to give me no props. click.
Exactly. So, all right. So, where are we at now? Tams, it's your turn. What do you think about the subject?
My turn. Well, I will honestly say, what was the question again? No, I'm just playing. No,
mm-hmm,
I have.
Mm-hmm.
I would say back in my day, there were times when I just wanted to see if I still got it. So it would be my ex that I would go to, or it would be times with an ex if I just wanted to get some and I didn't want to go to nobody else random. So I knew that
person
was safe. So. Yeah, I will say in my old days, back in the day.
Now, when you say back in the day, is that Tuesday, last week, last month?
Nah.
We don't know what back in the day means.
Nah, this sister here is married right now. Yeah, I'm married. So it was way back then, like several years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Several years back. Way back.
Several. Oh, boy.
But, you know, I also did it just to see if I was still attached to that person.
Right.
You know, so.
So would the sex, though, make you, couldn't it bring that attachment, you know?
That was a tester to see if I was still attached to that person.
And did it work?
Clearly, I wasn't, no.
You see, so the sex wasn't better. It wasn't better when you dipped back, though. It wasn't better.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-hmm. It was missing something.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You was missing that, the whole love part. See, sometimes you can't have sex with the ex because the love may not be there anymore, you know? Do you have to be in love to have sex with the ex?
Absolutely not.
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So basically sex with the ex could be basically all about you getting yours and trying to get yours in, but doing it with somebody that you're comfortable with.
And familiar with. Sometimes, just being familiar and comfortable and, you know the routine, per se.
Exactly.
Now, when it comes to sex with the ex, is it how far back exes do you go? Like, do you just go with that lad, the ex, or do you go with the XX, or do you go with the XXXX? Or, you know, how far back do you go when it comes to sex with the ex?
People have different... People have different relationships with exes, so I don't think in that case it depends on how many exes you go back. It could just be the relationship. It also could be the availability, and the recent ex may be in a relationship, so he or she may not make an option. Whereas two exes ago, they may be available, and everything It's circumstantial.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to agree. You don't want to. It doesn't matter on which ex or whatever. It's just. And then also, do you like? Do you guys have? For you, the monk. Do you have a black book that you refer back to?
Because black books, I've never even had them when they were popular because I can't keep up with stuff, so that wouldn't have been good if somebody would have had all my numbers and been talking to the, that just would have been a good thing. So I've never really gotten to the black book thing. That's just me, though. But they didn't allow black books in Shaolin Temple. What was I thinking? That's why I didn't have a black book. They didn't, Shaolin Temple, didn't have black books and stuff. Yeah. So, that's why I didn't have black book.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, so.
Now, GT says it's not, GT over here on Facebook, setting a tone. He says it's not cool either way to go back to the ex. I mean, obviously, if you're in a relationship, it's not cool. Yeah, but that's a whole other conversation. But, I mean, in general, if you're single and the ex is single and nobody's getting hurt, everybody's getting love.
Ask GT, how do he feel like if he done been without for a little while? It's been a few months. He tired of having relations with himself or whatever, and he, like, the ex is available. Ask GT that. Let's see what he says about that.
Might change the game a little bit. That might change the answer a little bit. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly feel, though, that for single people, that every single person has that one person from the past that they wouldn't mind. Absolutely. Absolutely. Without question. Everybody does. That one person.
When you say everybody does, I take it that you have that one person that can get it.
I mean, y'all want to go to commercial break now? Or y'all want to?
All right. Well,
no,
now,
I'm just
kidding. That's our cue.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah,
but like, yeah,
okay.
I mean, when I say everybody, self included.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's cool. All right. Cool. Check. Tam, so you got that one person that you, no matter what. No matter what.
Single and all, yes. I have that one person.
Yeah, everybody has that one person.
Can I
ask this question? Is that one person usually the first person like that you fell in love with or the person that took your virginity? It's the person that
We just talking sex.
Okay. So it's the person that you most
trying to bring up
comfortable
attachments
with
and stuff.
Okay. So it's the person that you felt most comfortable with doing it, or this is just like, yo, if I call this person, the job is gonna get done.
The job is gonna get done.
The job is gonna get done. All right. Okay. All right. Well, check this out then. We're going to go to break. And then after break, we're going to bring on Shalarius. And then from there, we're just going to rock out, talk with the callers, and see what they think. Sex with the ex, yes, no, will you, won't you, have you, don't you, sex with the ex. All right, let's do it.
All right, everybody, welcome back to WSCT Radio on this Sunday evening. Tonight, we are talking about sex with the ex. Is it cool? Is it not cool? Have you done it? Would you ever do it? Is there that one person? Because I'm trying to tell y'all right now, there's one person in my mind where if he called me right now, I'm hanging up on y'all. I'm just saying. I got to go. It's done. I'm hanging up. I got to go. Yep. Uh-huh. So we want to hear from y'all. Please join in on this conversation tonight. We're going to be talking about it live and direct. The number is 646-200-0246. Again, that number is 646-200-0246. But before we get fully into the conversation, we're going to get some entertainment news with Shalarius.
It's time for Celebrity Gossip with Shalarius.
Hey, Shalarius.
Hi. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm a little tipsy.
Well, we need to keep you on the phone because this is interesting. Yes, we want to hear it all.
I just came from a turn up brunch, and I don't drink, but I did today, so I'm a little messed up. But I'll try to keep it together. All right, hold on. Okay. Hold on. Oh, did you guys already? Okay. Sorry.
Hold on. I love it. Yes, I love it.
So Jermaine Dupri, y'all remember him, right?
Yes.
She is calling out Ciara for her new song, I Bet. He says it sounds very similar to Usher's You Got It Bad. Now, of course, Jermaine Dupri is broke and has been broke for a long time, so I'm sure after seeing $7.3 million go to Marvin Gaye's family, I'm sure he, like, I got a lot of songs that sound like some people, you know. But I will say this. I listened to the song myself, and I think I thought it sounded like You Got It Bad. You Got It Bad is one of my favorite Usher songs. And I thought it's very similar. But he's not getting $7.3 million from Ciara now. Come on. I don't even know if she got $7.30.
Oh, wow. But maybe from child support, maybe from, what's his name, Future Ending, whatever his name is.
Come on, he got four baby mamas. Come on, how much is she really getting? Okay, so we will see how that goes because he is really calling her out on it. But it's a great song, you guys gotta check it out.
Yeah, I love the video.
Yeah, you know she brings it with the best baby Janet right there.
Yeah, yes, Lord. Good job, Sierra.
Rapper Common is in a lot of, look at James, now y'all can get him to talk about sex. Rapper Common is in the hot seat with a lot of black people. Usually Common, that's who has Common's back. But apparently he said that racism can be cured if black people extended a hand of love to white people. And that didn't sit well with a lot of people. I don't understand why everyone was so mad. I'm guessing the people that got mad was upset that he said extend a hand because their hands are too full with stealing shit. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh. Ooh, they could be mad at you.
No, I'm just kidding. I swear, not really. Rapper R&B newbie Tinashe has joined Nicki Minaj's Pink Print tour after dropping Iggy Azalea's tour last week. And I think it's so ironic that Iggy's tour was called The Great Escape, and that's just what Tinashe pulled off, The Great Escape. So, and that's good. That means her team is working for her to get pulled off that tour and get on Nicki Minaj's tour. Mm-hmm. And we want to say also more hot water for race relations. Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz, he suggested that the baristas in his company write race together on the side of the cups to get customers talking about race. Well, that all sounds like a good idea until a white woman walks in and says, I like my coffee like I like my men, tall and black. So that's not going to go over well with in terms of race relations. So I think he pulled out of Twitter. He deleted his Twitter, and he's rethinking that whole race talk in Starbucks. And finally, congrats to the show Empire. It ended its season one as the number one show in all of television. And it also has the number one album in the country. It even beat out Madonna. It came out the same week as Madonna's new music, and it beat her out. And it's now it's because of this success, there's been over 15 pilots greenlit for starting with all black cast this season. So,
now they want to pay attention. Get out of here.
Exactly. But hey, if that's how it's got to happen, that's how it's got to happen. So, congrats to them, and thank you all. That's the end of my report.
All right. Wow.
So, Shalair, while we have you on the air and you are in such an awesome mood, You know, we gotta talk to you about tonight's question: sex with the ex. What's your take on it? Is there that one person that could call you right now and he could get it?
I don't know if he could get it, but there is a person that calls me all the time, and he's married and he has a kid, and he is always trying to get with me, and I can have him if I want to, but I feel bad for his life. So I don't. He just called me 2 weeks ago because he was in New York visiting, and he was like, "Hey, can we hang out?" And I was just like, "Where's your woman?" And he was just like, "F her." And then he was like, "You're not recording me, are you?" Yeah. Then he asked me if I was recording him. "Excuse me, you called me. Like, why do I have to record you saying anything?"
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, I can have him back anytime I want to, but I don't know that I want to because I just don't remember the sex of him being all that great. And so,
All right, let's get her off the phone. Let's get her off the phone before she goes. Oh, all right, hilarious. Anyway, what else is going on in the world today? What happened to Ebola, Shalaris? What happened to Ebola?
Mark, don't be like that. You so crazy.
What happened to Ebola? Anybody know?
But yeah, I've never really gone backwards. I always figure, like, if it's a reason why we broke up, I'm not gonna just have sex with you. But you know, I'm never gonna say never. Never say never. You know. So that's how I feel about it.
Okay.
Right, my head is spinning, so I'm just going to go ahead and take a nap.
Well, thank you for bringing this entertainment news. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And you get some rest and take some aspirin before you lay down and some water. Honey.
All right.
Okay, is that what I'm supposed to do? Aspirin and water? All right.
Yes,
all right,
ma'am.
Yeah, all right. Talk to you guys.
All right.
Bye.
All right, see you later. All right, y'all. Well, I guess enough of, you know, each other getting quizzed about this. Let's go to the phone lines and let's get to these callers and let's see what they think and let's find out. So our first caller, who
do
you want to go to? Let's go to Vernita over in the Rock. You want to go to Vernita?
Vernita? Is it Bernadine?
Bernadine? No, it's Vernita. Oh, did I spell it wrong? Bernadine. I'm sorry. It's Bernadine over in the Rock. Am I saying? It's Bernadine,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I spelled it right and then said the wrong thing. Bernadine, how you
doing?
All right.
I'm doing great. Yes, how you doing?
Tell us about your sex life with your ex.
let me just say this. I've been married twice. My first marriage happened very young, and I was like, really young. We stayed together for a long time. When it ended, of course, I went back and forth with him for a while because he was familiar, and I still had feelings for him.
Mm-hmm.
But once I met the next beau, it was over with. It was over with. And
so,
my new beau, we married, and we've been married for years. I'm sure that if something happens, I would still go back to him occasionally.
To the
one I have now. I actually saw the previous one recently because of a family incident. And I looked at him and I was like, what in the hell was I even thinking? Even that didn't even happen. I was like, what was I thinking? Oh, I'm not even messing with him. So that's just the way it is, you know, that's my comment, okay?
All right.
I saw my first mother, what the hell was I even thinking of you messing with my first place? That's the way it is. So, okay. And that's my comment. So until you found your current husband, you was basically using your old one as a transitional sex. Is that what we can call it? Not transitional. It just was familiar.
No. Okay, it's familiar until something come along. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
No, not that way. That is the person you marry. That person. That person, you know, is responsible. Basically, responsible for you. You have hard times. That's where you're gonna turn to for comfort and help. And that's sometimes that's what happens with married people, you know,
mm-hmm.
or ex-married people because you haven't gotten to the next relationship yet.
Yeah.
Okay, now, so you were married to this ex.
Yes, I was married to
okay.
him. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. I got you.
Now, was the sex better? Was the sex worse? Like, was
oh
it not
God.
As good once you no longer with him? Because, like, someone was saying earlier sex was no longer as good.
I wouldn't say that. When you care about people, a person, you know, it's going to be a certain way anyway. It's going to be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But as I got older and then I had a chance to see him some years later, and he had let his appearance go and everything. I was like, what was I even thinking about even messing with him in the first place? You know, you
mm-hmm.
grow and you mature and you change. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But the second one, even if I think if we broke up today, we were still dibbling nettles.
Oh, so he's the one that can always get it.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Until, if I marry somebody else,
transitional.
Else, I'm only going to marry them because I love them, so there's no need to go dibble and dabble in the next one, in the previous one, right?
Transitional.
No. There's no need to dibble and dabble in the previous. If you agree to marry someone, then you marry them because you love them and you don't need nobody else.
All
right.
That's true. That's true.
That's it. You know, you don't need nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
But until you find that person that you love again, you might have to keep going to the previous love because that's what you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is,
Bernadette. We hear you.
No,
somebody
has sent me this message on Messenger earlier on Facebook, and I think
mm-hmm.
before I saw this message, I was thinking about my husband and his ex-wife, and I know he used to go and visit her quite often because of their son, and so I often wondered, you know, like, what they did in dabbling, you know, but. And that was before I even saw this message inviting me into this conversation, you know?
Right.
You know,
you wonder,
mm-hmm. but, you know,
what
can you do? Because they have a child together and they have to visit and talk about the child. You know, there's nothing. What can you do? You know, what can you do? You can't be there with them while they go visit all the time or go talk about child support or something. You don't know what's going on
right.
with them, you know, and stuff, you know? That's the way it is. But you know you're
mm-hmm.
with him now. He chose to be with you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. But
that's
when
true.
when people love each other, even though you break up, you still have a certain amount of feelings for that person. It's probably they're going to act on those feelings until the day that one of them decides. Well, especially the woman. If the woman decides to marry somebody else, it's over with. Its chances are it's over with. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say.
That's it.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
All right, I got to get to my dinner now. Okay.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for inviting me. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Right, thank you, Birdie.
Bye-bye.
Sorry for messing up your name too.
I think some of it too. You know, she kind of talked on the comfort of her ex. Like, I think that's kind of what draws a lot of people back to their ex is. You know, because it's comfortable, it's familiar. Like, you don't have to worry about a new person and starting anew. It's like with the ex, you know everything. And so even if the love isn't there, even if the sex isn't, like, at its best,
mm-hmm.
sometimes just that familiarity will draw people to do a lot of things.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. All right, okay. Sounds good.
Yes.
Because everybody
wants to be comfortable.
That is true,
mm-hmm.
definitely. Definitely true. All right, so we heard what Bernadine had to say. Let's go to, I know this guy right here probably got 20, 30, 40 X's.
Okay.
He's probably got X's, Z's, elemental P's. We're going to Mr. Boston over in the Rock. Mr. Boston, sex with the X?
I'm saying, why can't I just be introduced? Why I gotta get it like a history lesson? Like, I probably got this and that.
Because you
always call
on these shows where your introduction is conducive to the topic. That's what it is.
Right. Where were you on our Ebola show? Where were you on our Ebola show? We didn't even hear from you. See?
I was trying to dodge Ebola. I don't want no part of that.
Okay.
But you know,
right,
what's going on, Wasa?
Oh, actually, I just left Rochester about an hour ago.
The Rock, baby.
Did you see any exes? Did you see any exes when you were in the Rock?
No. Did he?
I'm not even gonna entertain that question.
I mean, but that's the question. That's the topic for the show.
But you might be putting them on blast.
I did reunite with a couple bottles of Country Sweet because they don't have that where
Ooh.
I'm at. So I got some Country Sweet. But I'm not
Man,
even
I wish
y'all
had known you was
going. I'm just not gonna. I'm not gonna get into that particular question.
Okay.
Let me just say this. I'm only speaking of the 2004 to 2008, Mr. Boston. Anything after that,
disclaimer, everybody.
Right.
I've had more situationships than I've had relationships.
Oh, that's a good word for it. Okay.
I don't know if you want to say they're exes, but some of these situations just last for years. So would I go back to one of those exes if I was lonely or opportunity presented itself? Hell yeah. Because it's like this. And I'm not saying you got bad exes, but sometimes different people do different things for you, especially if you have chemistry and you have that mental connection. So it's like no matter how long it's been, if y'all really had something like that, that spark was there, it could be years. Y'all could be bumping at them at a club, like we ain't seen them in years, and like, hey, go and nothing, have a couple of drinks, and then you reconnect, and it's like, damn, it's like we never missed a beat. That's some powerful shit.
Yeah, that chemistry is everything.
So, and then sometimes you can, and this is probably bad to say, and I hope nobody I know is listening. But you know, sometimes different people do different things to you. Like this person might be your kiss is like ridiculous, but your sex is trash. So it's like, oh, when I just want to lay and kiss on somebody, I'm gonna call you. And then this person might have terrible missionary sex, but doggy style off the chain, so you know what you're calling me for. You know exactly what you get. It's like going to your favorite restaurant, and you just looking through the menu like, you know what, let me get medium well with some mashed potatoes and some gravy. You know what you want, and you know what you're going to get. So that's why if you're single and you have, some exes, that's kind of a good thing. Because it's like, you ever hear the saying, I'd rather deal with the devil I know versus the one that I don't?
Right.
Kind of the same thing with your ex.
So you actually dial up your exes like Mills. Let me get doggy style and
Well done.
Is that what you just said to us? Because that's what it sounds like you just said to us.
You know, everything is subject to interpretation, but if that's how you interpreted that, then I'm just going to take that and run with it. But no, you know what you get when you get with certain exes.
Right. That's what I was saying earlier. You know, some of it is just a familiarity, and you know what's up. You know how it's going to go down. So instead of exploring someone new or going to a different restaurant that you've never been to before, just stay in that. Go back to what you know.
Yeah,
go back to the
T-bone. It's not even about the sex. Like, sometimes you just want that familiar person, and y'all just get up and y'all just, you know, spoon. And you don't do nothing. Sometimes that's all you want. And you can't do that with somebody you just met. They're like, oh, this is through the bugaboo. Well, fine. You call up. Shaniqua wanted to know. I don't have any exes named Shaniqua. I just threw that name out there. So don't be trying to go to my friends list. Like, who is Shaniqua? Oh, okay. Yeah. So
Boston, tell us about that one ex that can get it no matter what. No matter who you were, what is the situation, whatever. This ex right here, tell us about that situation.
If she called you right now, you hanging up on us.
I have one ex, and now is, you know, she's good where she's at, I'm good where I'm at, but I'll probably love this girl to the day I'm no longer on this earth. We just had really strong relationship, and just life happened, and you know, it's no hard feeling, and she know what I know, that don't nobody put it down like me. So she's been married a couple of times, and still, you know, she wants that old thing, and I'm around, she'll hit me up, and if I'm available, we go there. But she done did so much foul shit over the years that outside of that, I could never mess with her. I love for you, I ain't fucking with you. But, yeah, she can get it. If she called me right now, and if I didn't have anything going on, even though I'm like an hour south of Rochester, I would turn around and I go back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Nah, I wouldn't do all that. Better hop you behind on the plane.
that's that long distance loving.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't care what nobody say. Everybody got somebody from their past.
Exactly. Exactly.
If an opportunity presented itself, even if it's just for one night, you're going to go there, and can't nobody find out about it, that is going to go down. I don't care what nobody say.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
I agree.
That's a cool tip, huh?
Yes. Everybody cool. has that one person. GT over here on Facebook talking about no. GT, I might need you to call up to the show because I might have to ask you a few questions. At this age, come on now, GT, you like 30-something. You like in the same age bracket as I am. There is that one person that if she available, you available, it's going down.
What?
And whether somebody find out about it or not, it's going down.
He's saying all that. He probably just left her house and just got on like, go see somebody.
GT just don't want to tell us. He just don't want to get into the details. But everybody has that one person. If the stars align, yeah, it's going down. Absolutely. Some people even have more than one option. You know, hey, it's all good. But everybody has at least one.
Options are always good.
You said what?
Options are always good. That's why, you know, some people got Verizon plans, some people got Boost Mobile plans.
Uh-oh, here we go. We had the restaurant analogy earlier. Now we got the telephone. Come here, break it down for us.
The phone plan, right?
Now. You know that Verizon is the cream of the crop. And you got that one ex, and you know she's Verizon. You know, she's national. She's reliable. You can go anywhere with her. And then you got some Boost Mobile ratchets that you just can't take outside of that. Like, I'm going to come see you where you at, and you're not going to go outside and I ain't
going to
let nobody know
I'm
coming over here.
You got a Metro PCS, too?
I don't know about Metro.
Oh, boy, that's funny.
Well, we know if you're not back in Georgia in a certain amount of time, then maybe you got that phone call that you had to turn around and prolong the trip for a couple hours.
No. Uncle Sam has kidnapped me and held me hostage in Washington, D.C. They will be paroling me in about 11 days.
I got you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to protect you, sir.
Cool. Okay. Cool. Sounds good. All right.
Well, appreciate you for calling.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be on the line listening. Interesting topic. Yeah, I should have Biggie loving you tonight as the whole music.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Makes the best sex spectacular. Yeah.
Let me
I want to know what Dictator got to say about this situation. too.
He can't. He not. You know good and well he can't say nothing about nothing if he want to keep his life intact.
maybe we'll have to put him on the spot.
Yeah, we're gonna have to put him. Matter of fact, pick him up next. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna put him on now.
Yeah, I need to put James on blast because I like how he dies.
See?
You see?
Okay.
You
good
see
night.
That?
Good night,
you
Boston.
See,
good night, Boston.
See?
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Boston. All right. All right. Have a good night. Thank you for calling, sir. Thank you for calling. Dictator. Dictator, you on the line?
Oh, man, how you guys going to just put me out there like that? Really, though? It's like that?
You know what the topic is. You know what the topic is.
I don't even know what the topic is. I actually haven't been queuing in, so I'm a little lost now.
Okay, so
you know what?
Let us
fill
you
in. I got Boost Mobile.
You got Boost Mobile. Yeah, Boston Cup was that one. That was good. Hey, okay,
man.
Dictator, talk to us. Sex with Dax?
Sex
yeah.
with the ex.
Did you say yeah? Okay.
Let me
sex
think. Let me think.
Do you? Don't you?
Oh
you,
man, look,
you
guys got it. How you gonna put me on the spot? You didn't even answer the question. You've been dodging the question all night. Got other dudes
will,
on here trying
you,
to.
Won't
you?
You
know what I'm saying?
Do you don't? Dictator, do you have
what's
that?
Up?
And then we got another question for you right after that. So go ahead and answer this. You have the floor.
He already had this ready. Let me find out. You had this pre-written. What's going on? Just saying. All right. All right, sex with the ex. Is it okay? Well, I guess my thing is this. If you're single, I guess you do what you want, but I hear people say, well, they're an ex for a reason. And it just depends on the reason. Maybe it could have just been a circumstance like, you know, maybe they moved out of state because they had to, you know, go to college or go off to, you know, the military or whatever like that. But they were still, you know, you guys left on good terms. So it may be okay to do sex with the ex, you know? So, I mean, it just depends on the circumstance. But general rule of thumb, hell nah. Don't do it because the ex, if you have sex with the ex, then the ex be thinking that they got something on you. You know what I mean? Like, I can have them anytime I want. You know, I got them on a string like a yo-yo. And then, you know, every time you out, okay, say I had sex with one of my exes or something, right? And
let's just say, hypothetically speaking, right?
You know,
we're not talking
had
about
I ever
last
done
week.
Something like that?
We're not talking about last week, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about
not the week before either. So if we were to go there, right? You know, I'm out with my lady, and that same ex that you know I had sex with, she shows up. You know, somewhere, you know, and then now that ex thinks she's got something on my girl. You know what I'm saying? That can cause discord.
Right.
You know, and I think
that's too much thinking. But not an ex is all. That's.
Well, see, that's
listen,
what the ex
people,
does, though.
People
that's
have,
what women do.
People have relationships.
But no, that's if you're in a relationship and you done stepped out, and then of course you got caught.
Yeah. Right, but I mean, if you have relationships, break up and move on. So, of course, somebody has been with somebody in the past, but to walk around and, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when you have sex with an ex, they, like I said, they feel like they have ownership in a sense sometimes. You know, people are
maybe it just depends on the, I mean, because ownership is a strong word, so maybe it just depends on the relationship or how you're allowing them to feel. Because if we have sex and you feel like you own something now, then we got a problem.
Well, some people think that. You know, some people feel like, you know, because for them sex is like a challenge and it's almost like they conquered something. So once they do that, some people move on, but some people feel like, okay, that's territory. You know, people are territorial. So even if they move on, they still feel like, okay, that's still my territory. I can get that anytime I want. I don't know why people think that way, but some people do. So you got to take that into consideration. That's the way I see that, you know. So you just eliminate all of that in any sort of whatever. Nah, don't do it. Don't do it because people are crazy, you know. They try to destroy your whole situation. You're trying to get with somebody. Your ex still thinking they, you know, she on it like that, you know. It's like, nah, that was just sex with the ex, duh. You know, they like, nah, it was more than that. You know, like it's almost like you got to have a contract ready now. Like, okay, this is a sex with the ex contract. I need you to sign here at the bottom, you know, so that you know that there's no feelings involved. Something like that. That's what I'm thinking. Something to that.
So you mean to tell me in your whole life you've never had sex, but you never looked at the menu and said, okay, what did Boston say? You never looked at the menu and was like, okay, I feel like a 69 at night. Let me down.
It sounds
you
like
never did that. Never did
it
that.
It sounds like he's had exes that go psycho and go crazy, like
if they go back to
him. That's what right. Like. So I can understand why you probably won't go back.
Is this Tam's?
Right.
Is this Tam's talking?
Exactly. That's
Tam.
A good observation right there. That's
listen
a good observation.
I'm just saying.
Tell us
I'm
about that
saying.
One story. Tell us about
he
that one story.
He's bringing out contracts.
Yes, right. Man. Well, see, I'm business. You know me, I'm business. So, you know, I'll work it out. And don't go too far with
that one story.
The contract I whip out. One story.
How do you know?
I'm not
how do you know
it.
About this?
I'm not doing
this, this. How do you know about this ownership thing? Tell us this one story.
This erotic. I can't even do it. I'm not even going to do it. No self-incrimination.
Right.
I don't have to do that for another day.
Okay. All right. We don't want to do that, then. We don't want to do that. But how about
but,
this?
You know what I would be interested in, Monk, is if you would tell us a story. Because
hold on,
you've
hold on.
Been pretty...
How about this, though?
Oh, that's
is
right.
Is
yes.
Is it that one person, Dictator, is it that one person that no matter what, they can get it?
That is a great question, Monk. Go ahead and answer for us. Floor is yours.
You know what the answer says? His girlfriend is sitting right next to him. All right, Dictator. We're taking you off the spot, y'all. We're taking you off the spot.
Oh,
we know
man.
She may be listening, so it's over. We're not going to question you anymore. So.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, luckily, you're back on the hot seat. Tell us, Monk. Is it that one woman that we need to go ahead and figure out on your page? You look at mutual friends and all that. Is there one woman out there, you know, that's really just like, okay, I could go ahead and tap that. She in a rock? She in the A? Where's she at?
Well, this is the thing. See,
just give us one so you can make her
okay.
smile. You know, make her little feel good and stuff
right. you know
for the rest
saying?
Of the night.
See, you got to understand this.
Give us an initial.
I am recently here to the Western world. Not too long ago.
Oh,
I've been in Shaolin Temple for many, many years of my life. I just started being around you Westerners and understanding your Western ways. And see, we didn't have these type of situations when I was in the temple. So I don't have that much experience to be able to really, Cricket, really. So that's my situation.
And that was your
anyway,
final goal.
Oh boy.
All right, I'm out, y'all take
right.
care.
All right, cool. But well, what we're gonna do is let's go to break and then we come back. Then we're gonna go to Maryland, get a phone call out in Maryland. So let's take a break.
Let's
do
it. Y'all give us a call, 646-200-0246. We want to hear from y'all tonight.
I'm sorry. That was the jam, boy. Ooh, I was over here rocking.
Yeah, you were thinking about the ex, huh? The ex you want to tell us about, that Tenderoni ex?
Uh-huh. What? What? Oh, my gosh.
Do we have any
notes to go through or something anyway? Get a caller to go through something. Oh my God! Hey, the brothers,
just
enjoy
for
the
your
song.
Sake, we would. Just for your sake, we'll go through the phone lines. We got Bobby calling in from Maryland. Bobby, what's going on?
Hello.
Bobby,
hey,
what's up, babe?
You're on.
Hello.
Hello, you're
what's
on,
up, Bobby.
We're talking about sex with the ex. Hello?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
hello?
We can hear you. Hey, we can okay. hear you, man.
Hey, what's up? What's up with y'all, man?
All right, we're talking
about...
Hey, man, I totally support the sex with the ex, man. I totally support
that. Are you high, Bobby? Are you high? Can I just ask that before you start talking?
Smoke weed every day. Hell nah, I ain't high, man. I'm watching basketball right now.
Oh, okay, all right. So what you think about the sex of that?
To me, I think it's the best thing, man, because most relationships, to be honest with you, is based on sex, especially if you go through the right channel. And then when you break up, if you're not, this is my thing, if you're not with somebody else, and you're not in love with somebody else, you shouldn't be with some, you know, having no conversation with the ex when you're with the new person. But like if you're single and like the other callers that said, you know, it's all good because why would you sit around and just not deal? Like, you know, it's like if you had good sex with somebody and you're single right now, she's the person, you know, that's the person you should call if you want something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how I feel about it. Like, you know, most relationships are based on sex. You go to a club, you meet somebody, and then you find her attractive, y'all hit it up quick, and next thing you know, they want to keep you as a relationship, and things don't work out. You can always call each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just how I feel about it. I mean, like, most people try to equate sex relationship. Sometimes most sexual relationships are not real wifey relationships. But if you have somebody that you've been with a long time, y'all break up, and you single and you're not with somebody, most likely you are going to realize that it was just sex in the beginning. It was never a relationship to start with.
A sexuationship.
Yes, ma'am.
Situation. Wow.
Yes, ma'am. That's what it was. That's what it was.
New word.
You know what I mean? Women like to keep guys that have awesome sex, and men like to keep women that satisfy them the most. And it's not necessarily, oh, she can cook or she can clean or she's the best wifey or nothing like that. It's just, she do something that makes her excited. And when you get settled in and you know, like, this is what she only can offer you, might as well just stick it to the plan. I mean, it takes a breakup to understand that. That's my point. Like, you know, it takes a breakup to understand that you really didn't love each other for the purpose of relationship. The only reason why y'all were together was the awesome sex. So might as well just keep that hope alive.
Maintain that, huh?
Maintain what it is till the new person come along and have that total package.
So say you still smashing your ex, right? And you meet somebody new that you like. How deep into that new situation do you break it off with the ex?
But there's a point. Like, you know, when you're in a relationship, what you in there for? Are you in there for sexual purposes or are you in it for a relationship?
No, I mean, if you meet somebody that you want to have a relationship with, like they got
I'll put like a scenario. If you meet somebody at a hot situation and y'all kick it off first night, everything all gravy, you know, and things continue from that, and then you think that, okay, maybe it can mount up to something, but it didn't. is always a matter where there's fussing and everything, there's mad arguments and too much where you say, like, you know what, this is not working out. And you by yourself, now you don't have that person. Most definitely you're going to call them and say, what's up? But now you be with somebody else that you think that's a possibility that to mount more than sexual, you got to give up the ex. Because you never know what that can mount
right.
up to.
Right,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean? So basically you don't want to mess up a good situation with an old situation. But you're not going to sit up there and say, guess what? I met this person on a sexual tip because guess what? I ain't hired nobody, and this person is not better than the last person I met. Of course you're going to call the last person you met, because at the end of the day, nobody want to be single. Nobody want to be left by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So basically you're going to sit up there and you're going to say to yourself, yo, guess what? What you doing tonight? I want to come say hello. And then for people that think that you can't have ex, it's a game to it. You know, if you want your ex to just remain somebody that you just chill with, you don't go out and have coffee with them. You don't have brunch with them. You don't see them at certain times where, you know, the relationship can rekindle itself. You know what I mean? You don't sit up there and have the same situation you have with them before. To me, that's
right.
Just
you
like,
gotta change it up.
You got to change up. You got to change up. You got to call it for what it is. If the person is not with you for what you think they're with you with, then you got to call it what it is. You know what I mean? If the person is just a sexual friend, then it's a sexual friend, because when you break up with them, you should have that definition of who they are. You shouldn't sit
right.
up there and be like, yo, the sex was great, the relationship was whack, and I'm going to continue to have a relationship with not. You should sit up there and be honest with yourself. I think most men are not honest with themselves. They think sexuality is a relationship. And sexuality is not a relationship. It's what it is. It's a sexuality. You know, this person makes me sit. Yes, ma'am. You know, it is what it is. You sit up there and you call it what it is. You feel good at 5:30. After 5:30, you have a smile on your face.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, we appreciate you calling in. Good to hear your side of the story and kind of get some background on it. So thank you. Appreciate it, Bobby.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth.
All right. You enjoy the rest of your night. Well,
right.
Here we go. A sexuationship.
Sexuationship. Man, that's,
yes.
I mean... That's serious. That's a serious word right there.
That's what it is.
Say
that's,
it again. I'm twisting
truth.
It up. Say it again. Sexuationship.
Sexuationship.
Wow.
Yes. You heard it here
okay.
first. Cool check.
Trey, you got
WSCT
trademark
Radio.
That word.
I got a trademark. I know, right? give me the little TM in the corner.
That's right. Oh, man. Sexuationship. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Man, I'll tell you, Bobby sounded like he was on that good stuff, man. He was, I mean, the words were slow, had a draw to it. I'm like, Maryland, you East Coast. Like, you sound like you from down south. You chopped, his whole conversation was chopped and screwed. Oh, man.
He probably just got finished seeing his ex.
She got
to feel some kind of way.
Right. No telling what he had on the menu. Let's see.
Right.
I would like,
exactly.
Something that would make me have slurred speech.
Exactly. You know, sex does that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really? I'm a monk. No, I wouldn't.
All right. We're going to take it back to the phone lines. We got a caller on hold here. We're going to take it back to the phone lines. Let's see if we can get to Tika calling in from Dallas. Tika, what's going on? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Pretty good. So tonight we're talking about sex with the ex. Is it good, not good, a good look, a bad look? What's your take on it, Tika?
It depends. It depends on what you're trying to do. If you're just trying to live in the moment and get that moment back and experience that, it can be good. But if you're trying to reestablish the relationship, it could fall flat. And I know that
tricky.
this actually happened to me. Nice guy, beautiful guy. It was like God was writing the soundtrack because every song that was playing when we were together started playing on the radio magically.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it felt like, oh, this is back in 1990-something.
Mm-hmm.
And so unfortunately, though, I don't know what we were doing. And we didn't really talk about it at the time. We just went into the moment. And it was great. It was great.
So
but it wasn't what I remembered.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
It was great, but it wasn't what I remembered because when it was before, I was a senior in high school, and then I was a more experienced woman when I came back to him. But the feelings were still there and everything. But after doing the do and not reestablishing the relationship, it's like I could have had a V8, you know. Absolutely. Like I could have went off my memory and it would have been better, or we could have been friends and it would have been better, you know.
Right.
We were going with the moment because Lauryn Hill came on the radio, you know, and that was it, you know. But you know, that happens sometimes.
Yeah. Indeed.
Could have
indeed.
Had a V8. Wow. Oh,
hey.
Man. So hold up. We got a lot of food. We got the restaurant. We got the menu thing going on that had earlier. Now you saying you could have had a V8. What is going? What's the correlation with
cell phone
food and stuff and cell phone?
Well, the memory is much better than the reality, especially when you don't have the relationship. You know, sometimes you fall into the sex thing, and because that's something special that you share with each other. But without the relationship, it's just like a cheapened moment. And you might as well have left it in your memory, you know. So that's how I feel about it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Tika, answer this question for me real quick. Just me and we just talking. Is it that one person that can get it? You got that one person that can just get it no matter what? Come on, talk to me, Tika.
Absolutely.
That one person.
Well, you know what? And I hate to sound, at the risk of sounding like a hoe, that is different than the ex. The ex is different than somebody who can, like, I have friends, and we are homie lover friends, and I come into their city, they come into mine. We don't ask each other about what's going on in the love life because that was never a topic of conversation. It's just what it is at the time. And so, but with the ex, it's something different. I think it's different with your ex because there were feelings there. You know, I don't really have a back and forth situation with my exes. I burn that bridge most of the time, just because I don't want to do it. You know, by the time I'm done, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. No sex with the ex. You then, I guess.
No, I don't dip back. You know, and a lot of people dip back, you get into trouble. You know, they get babies, you know, they get all types of stuff going on. That happened to one of my friends. A guy I'm talking to right now, he has a 1-year-old with somebody he had a 5-year relationship with. And he dipped back and they got pregnant and they're not together now. And she lives across the street from me. I'm like, whoa, we might need to put this on pause because this is too close for comfort for me.
Wait, so
this is a reality show.
Huh?
It's a guy
that's a reality show.
You're talking to?
Yes, a guy that I'm talking to. We were just talking on the phone for a while. And, you know, we met. He had came over, you know, just so we could meet. And he was like, oh, my baby mama stay across the street. And I was like, what?
Yeah, no, I couldn't do that. What?
That's too close.
Oh,
that's, you know, somebody's spying on you.
Oh, that is way too close. What are the chances of that? Like, did you meet him in a neighborhood? Like, what's the chances of that?
No, I met him online, which is weird because he lives in a whole different part of the city because Dallas is a pretty big Metroplex. So, yeah, what are the chances? But this type of stuff happens to me. I don't know what's been going on, but, you know, I've been I don't know. Can I talk freely on here, or do I have to watch my language?
Go ahead.
But,
go ahead.
Okay. Well, I've been keeping my pussy to myself, so to speak. And then I finally said, I'm going to be free. I'm going to have sex. And all types of stuff started happening. And it's like, who does this happen to? I met a guy who was a trucker, and we went back to go get his truck. His truck had gotten towed. It cost him $1,000 to get his car, his truck back. Then I had sex with another guy, and I was like, okay, it's going to be right this time. Nope. I can't even talk about that. That's just, let's just say, I didn't take a trip to the doctor because something got lost up in me, and I was very upset. So now I'm back on the celibate. I'm back on the abstinence track. I'm not going to say celibacy, but I'm back on the abstinence track because I felt like I tried to get out there, and it didn't work out.
Right. It didn't work out. No.
I feel like God's trying to tell me something.
Trying to tell you something.
Tika, yeah, you gotta keep us posted. So I'm sure you're across the street. I mean, does she know?
I just found out. This just happened. Like, I knew we stayed in the same area, but I did not know it was right across. Neither did he until he actually came over to my house, and I was like, oh, no.
That's
too much drama. She's looking for you. She's going to knock on my door. You know,
right.
It's not great company.
She's going to drop the baby off. She's going to drop the baby off even if he ain't there.
I'm going to go get the baby. Oh, no. Can't do it. So, I mean, I like him. He's a nice guy, but I'm just a little, you know, I don't mind people with kids. Although I don't have kids, you know, I don't mind people with kids. Mm. It's very hard. I'm 34, so it's very hard to meet somebody who does not have kids, especially in Dallas. It's like everybody has that high school baby, but that's too close.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I tell you what, teacher, we're going to keep a private line open for you to call and update us. I don't care if we're talking about nuclear holocaust or something, whatever the show is on. You got a line, call in, and we're going to go to this subject about that chick across the street immediately when you call. You got your own line here on out.
Absolutely. I'll keep you posted.
Please do.
That'll work.
Thanks for having me.
Well,
thank you very much for calling.
We appreciate it.
No problem.
Hey, okay, so wow, that was interesting. What do y'all think about that? Yeah,
that's real.
I
don't even know what to say.
Right.
Some very interesting callers, boy. So Tam,
check
this out. Before we go to the next caller, tell everybody about Tams again. They may not know. Tell them about the show. Tell them everything about you. I want to open the floor back open to you again, just like we did at the beginning of the show.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I do have to get off, unfortunately, but all the listeners, I thank you guys for listening in. And I'm with 101 Oasis Radio, and I'm on Tuesday nights with Social Finesse. And you guys can go to Social Finesse on Facebook and check us out. But, yes, like I said, Tuesday nights we are on at 8:30, from 8:30 to 10 o'clock. We talk about everything, all kinds of entertainment. We have some tips on there from business to health to what's going on in the world today because, like I said, so much craziness is going on. But I really enjoyed you guys' show.
We enjoy having you. Now, I just went to the website to Social Finesse. I want to make sure that I'm on the right one. It's got like 3-5 women in the picture on the top screen. Is that you guys?
Yes, that's us.
All right, all right. So is there a picture of you on one? Are you on one of the pictures?
Yes, I'm on one of the pictures.
Okay, which one are you looking at?
There's a picture
that's like the cover picture. Somebody in a pink dress that's standing back, and somebody in a blue dress. It's some beautiful women on this picture. That's why I'm just checking it out. Are these all hosts on your show?
Yes, fellas, go to Social Finesse.
Go, fellas, if you're listening to the show right now, go to Social Finesse on Facebook.
So crazy.
like the page, and you want to listen to the show on Tuesday, especially when you see these beautiful women. And we got to go and all go in a mass to go over there and be on the show this Tuesday. Everybody, all the fellas that's listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We really appreciate it.
Yes, I really appreciate you guys. You guys are great. Thank you. And hopefully I'll be back soon.
Cool. You had fun?
Cool. Have a good night. All right. You do the same. Bye. I did. Yes. Great. Thanks.
Good. Cool. All right. Well, so it's me and Cool Chick. And think that we should go to Montgomery, Alabama. What do you think, Cool Chick?
Absolutely, we should go to Montgomery, Alabama.
To one of our faithful callers every week. GT, what's going on, baby?
What's going on, people? How y'all doing?
What's happening,
up,
man? GT, we got somebody with a different perspective on the sex with the ex. Everybody else been saying it's cool to have sex with the ex and everything. I'm with GT, because, see, Monks, we don't know nothing about this situation. I think GT got a different perspective. GT, tell them. I'm with GT. Go ahead, GT. Tell them. You got the floor.
Man, first things first, an ex, I mean, it sounds pretty cliche, but
man,
you got
to
keep
start rapping. First thing,
oh, no,
first,
no, 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 no. Nah, man. This is STT Radio. I don't have a spot on Empire yet, man. They ain't got back with me yet. But, no, seriously. No, it's cliche, but, you know, an ex is an ex for a reason. I mean, okay, it is what it is. The past is the past. And, you know, I'm the type of person where, look, you know, just leave it there because – Let's be honest about one thing as adults, okay? You know, if, you know, good sex can mess with somebody's feelings, and it doesn't matter, you know, if you're, like, currently with that person or if you used to be with that person, you know, I feel like once you burn that bridge or, you know, once you close that Pandora's box, why are you going back to that? You know, you already had your time, you know, you smash, you know, go ahead, dash, and, you know, move on, you know, just move on with your life because... I mean, that just creates all types of, you know, all types of problems, and I would say, like, all types of, you know, baggage and other issues, you know what I mean? Because, you know,
it just creates a whole bunch of other issues
because, you know, me personally, I'm just going to say I'm glad that none of my exes talk to me anymore or none of them, you know, hit me up and say, hey, GT, come give me a quick fix. You know, for one, a lot of them, you know, most of them live out of town. You know, one here, long story short, that's a headache in itself, and I'm not going to even go to get into drawing out detail about that. I wrote it on the wall about that situation. But I just feel as if, you know, if you're an ex, you know, if it didn't work out with us, you know, beforehand, regardless if the sex was good, Don't call me up because, you know, even if the sex was good, if you was a headache to deal with then, you're still going to be a headache now, even if we do, like, you know, just unexpectedly just sleep with each other, you know? I just love to just move on and, you know,
did
just keep on
keeping on. Did you say mistakenly sleep with each other?
Hey, you know what? Cool chick, stuff happens. Hey, stuff happens. Stuff happens. But come on now.
It ain't a mistake if you wanted it at that moment.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. This ain't human nature. Keep 100. Whatever happens, happens. I'm just saying. If it get hot, it get hot. But whatever happens, you know, whatever happens, happens. But, I mean, and another thing I can say about that too is, you know, if your ex, you know, wants to sleep with you, you already know right there. They already plotted, like, well, gee, you know, I may be having problems with my man. Well, let me see what GT up to. No, I got other things to do. I'm like Kermit the Frog. I'm sipping that tea, minding my business. Whatever happened to you and your man. I mean, that between you and him, I have nothing to do with that because it's like how I quoted with Tim, you know, where Tim Cooper would say, ain't about to get attached to no sympathy coochie. I ain't about to get attached to no pity kitty. It ain't going to happen.
What if it's not sympathy? What if she just want to get her rocks off?
If she want to get her rocks off, man, I'm going to tell you like this, I'm not going to even, like I said, I'm closing that Pandora's box. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Because people, especially some women, even if it is just some women, not all, you know, if, okay, I'll just throw it out there. I'll just go ahead and just throw it out there. We're all grown. Let's just turn around and say I'm confident and I'm blessed in my departments and I'm just leaving it at that. You know what I'm saying? But if you turn around and, you know, and somebody who's an ex wants to catch feelings, I mean, come on, you are no good or damn well. You're not going to be like, oh, well, I just went here to quit. Ain't nothing else. Oh, that's some bull crap because, you know, even if a female is in a sexual relationship.
A sexuationship.
Yeah, a situationship. It don't matter if that's a dude or not. Let's say they end up being friends on Facebook and she'll get her feelings and saying, oh, why are you talking to that? Why are you talking to this chick on Facebook and blah, blah, blah? Because I've seen it happen before. I'm like, y'all really killing me. I mean, y'all sleeping with each other. Where are all these feelings coming from? You know, put a condom, you know what I'm saying? Not only should you use a condom while having sex, but put a condom over your heart and screw your feelings. Man, everybody ain't got time for that. You know, be grown is what it is. And I'm not trying to talk, you know, all manly. Okay, you know what's the question? Yeah, I am trying to talk manly. But at the same time, you know, be grown about stuff. I mean, for whatever reason that you and that person did not work out, you already know the type of person they are. So if you end up, you know, sleeping with your ex, knowing the type of person they are, you can't be on some pity party saying, oh, my God, he did it to me again. Well, you know the type, you know, even I'll use a snake scenario. You know, a snake in the grass is a snake in the grass. I don't care if it smiles in your face. It's still a snake in its nature regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But yeah, to answer your question, I can't do it. That's just too much, you know, just savor the moment, savor the flavor, and be glad that I locked it in when I was done, let it throb, and just move right along.
There you go. Okay. That's my answer. That everything y'all was asking me earlier, GT summed it up perfectly. See, I ain't want to steal this Sunday.
That's GT's answer. That's not your answer.
Well, I'll repeat exactly word for word. Let me run it back because that's exactly how I feel. What GT just said. Right there. There you go. My man.
I'm still sticking with Adrian Broner. See, anybody can get it, but at the same time, if I'm done. Next.
Yep. No, there you
All
go.
Right, cool. Well, thanks for calling in, GT. We appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, there you have it. Matter of fact, you know what, GT? While we got your mind, how about you give us your final tone?
Oh, my final tone, you know, final tone, you know, just like I said earlier, you know, an ex is an ex for a reason. I mean, your ex is an example of, you know, what you got into and what you shouldn't get yourself into. And you know what? If you get caught up in your feelings, knowing that what the type of person is, well, you didn't make no mistake. You know, you made that choice. So you made the wet spot, lay in it, deal with it, drive on. And that's my final tone.
And that's your final tone. Thank you very much, GT.
All right.
Cool chick. Let's hear your final tone.
My final tone is if you're single, your ex is single, I don't see anything wrong with revisiting the track for, you know, a night or however long y'all want to pursue it. As long as you two aren't hurting anybody else, hey, do what you got to do. Make a sexuationship out of it and have fun. And that's my final tone.
And my final tone is I agree with everything that GT said. There's a lot of good things that were said tonight. And I'm a monk. And that's my final tone.
And that's the final tone.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
Look, I get it in, I'm a home man. All the ladies, she's lying, they don't really want to leave them alone.
I never follow the crowd, I'm setting my own trends. Baby girl, I'm setting the tone. I'm a trendsetter, 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 trendsetter. Ha ha, I'm a trendsetter, 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 trendsetter. You should be a nice trendsetter.